same team, different scene, things change, but we on again. Catch us on the stream, obscene, what we done again. Catch us on the screen, with the many viewers coming in. On your own time, making talk shows fun again. Sit back for a minute, you know we're still in it. Going strong, like when Scott visits Total T Clinic. You know who he's working with, legends do exist. Number 50 for the big old rascal, Billy Ray Smith. No, it hurts, the haters still here, take a deep breath. Don't want the smoke when Brandon drops street cred. Hater in the mix, Mochalo like that, they see ya. Showing Southern Cali, grinding like Alex Padilla. Rapping for the whole squad, AJ on the track. And the main man, Scott Kaplan, leader of the pack. The time to set trends, and the hustle never ends. Like creating sight is still backed by the great friends. Since 2001, these two set the bar. For the local media and giggle when I look at how far. The teams come along, everyone knows who we are. Still number one show, time for Scott and VR.
It's Friday.
Turn up.
It's Friday.
Unless you go into some Valentine's Day thing, don't turn up. Stay home.
Yeah, it's Friday.
It's Friday. I love Friday.
Save your money.
Yeah, Browner's like gone Valentine's Day crazy. And I can say this, you know, I'm not a big fan of all these made up Hallmark holidays.
Thank you.
You know, holidays that were intended to sell cards. I mean, yes. I get it, dude. But then again, on the other hand, you know, it's like somebody has a birthday and you go and you buy them a birthday card in a store. And you're like, you look at the back of it, and you're like, I'm not going to spend $5.50 on a card to write something on it so that I can give it to them so that they can just throw it out.
Yeah.
Like, why do we give cards, and why do we spend money on cards?
That's why Papyrus went out of business. Papyrus was the best made cards. They're out of business because it's a ripoff. No one cares about your birthday card, your graduation. Well, your graduation card, maybe.
Because it has money inside, though.
That's what all people care about. When I open up a card, I'm looking for the money, baby. I'm looking for the money. Or the gift card. If you ain't got one of them two in there, I might even read your card.
Although Papyrus closing, I did get a nice text from my sister saying, hey, Papyrus is closing. Buy your wedding invitations for like half off.
Dude. Wow. I didn't even know.
Yeah. That's where my new book's coming from. I got another book coming next week.
Really?
Yeah.
You're writing a book?
What?
No, he's buying a diary.
Listen,
that's what he's doing.
Stop saying that.
He's buying a diary.
Not a diary.
Okay, so listen, I want to say this to everybody. Today is Friday. And for those of you that are daily viewer listeners,
shout out to you.
For those of you that view daily, you may notice we're all wearing the same shit. Like, not because we were all wearing the same shit, because we really actually are on Friday. Mm-hmm. And we're pushing this content to you on Friday. But we recorded this all on Thursday. And you know me, I can never not be like completely ridiculously transparent.
Right.
So anyway, here's the thing. Today's Friday show. And what we've decided to do was, because we're actually, I'm on a plane. I'm gone to Mexico.
I'm on a plane too. 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
3 p.m. on Friday. 3 p.m. on Friday. I'm on a plane to San Francisco right now.
What are you doing?
I'm going to go check out 3 wedding venues possible in San Francisco.
But why are you looking at wedding venues where you don't live?
He's only got one choice for this wedding venue. I've seen it.
That's where I'm going.
No other option.
That's where I'm going.
Oh, is this your cousin's house?
My cousin's house.
So good.
So you have a rich cousin, right?
I have a cousin that is well off, yes. Mm-hmm. And she has a house up near Sacramento.
Yeah.
But we also... My girl loves San Francisco City Hall. It's a gorgeous place.
Not better than this, though.
Really, really. I think we're going to get married at San Francisco City Hall.
Yeah, but I don't understand. Is she from Northern California?
No, neither of us are.
I don't get it.
Yeah. I mean, where'd you get married?
I got married where I lived. At the time, I lived in Boca Raton, baby.
So this way, I can...
Shout out to Boca.
We can chop the guest list because people won't go to San Francisco.
True. Wow. I'll go.
So actually...
I'll be one of those people that you don't think will go, and I'll go.
Me too.
This is one of the...
I'm driving.
So we're looking at multiple options. We want to do either, if we're going to do a 125-person wedding, we're going to drop some real money. And we're not sure if we actually want to, because we want to own property and we want to travel. We want to take 2 weeks off for our honeymoon, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we're like...
Don't waste money on a big wedding.
Right. So this trip to San Francisco that I'm currently flying to is...
a way to eliminate
plan
people.
Plan B or C, where it's like, there's going to be 30 people invited to this thing, and that's it.
Do that.
And then we have plan B, which is my cousin's house, which I have no idea how many people she would let in her house. It is a massive property. I've never been there, so I will be there and to see that if we do it there, which I...
It's the only other choice,
without
bro.
Even going, dude. I'm leaning there just because it's free.
Free!
And it's a gorgeous property. So.
And again, you'll eliminate a lot of people.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing.
All right, so it's Friday afternoon, and look, on a day like today, we could very easily just take off. Okay, fine. But you know what we actually do have for you is stuff that you've never seen from the Super Bowl.
Content.
Yeah, stuff you've never seen. So I'll always start off by thanking our sponsors, Corky's Pest Control, 1-800-901-1102. So appreciate Corky and ask that when you call him and you support, you know, the businesses that support the podcast, make sure you're telling Corky's Pest Control that you listen to Scott and BR's podcast. Thanks to Gary Cooper, Mountain Trust Mortgage and Realty Services. Never make a move in real estate without Gary Cooper. Thank you to the Total T Clinic and TotalStemCell.com. Cure that chronic pain with stem cell therapy. Hey, this weekend, Torrey Holistics, it's Valentine's Day. They got all kinds of special sales going on. And tomorrow being Saturday the 15th, they've got another festival happening with love and cannabis. It's all good. It's a Valentine's Day weekend.
You want me to read what's going on at Torrey Holistics?
Sure, give them a little love. Go ahead.
Penny Pre-Row.
Well, yeah, that's one. Shout out. Today, they're having promotions with lots of fun and intimate products available today on Valentine's Day. Tomorrow, in-store fun, they officially kick off their four-year anniversary with Penny Pre-Rolls, Torrey Swag, and so much more. They are also having an intimacy and cannabis workshop at 1 p.m. RSVP online, torreyholistics.com.
There you go. SMSglobal.com, our text partners. Coast Care Partners, if you're looking for a new job or you need mom or dad to be taken care of late in life, coastcarepartners.com. Hey, thanks to our man Toby from Rockin' Wine Tours, rockinwine.com. And I always mention our friends from Volo Beauty, but today's Valentine's Day, so you might have missed out on buying a towel. But you know what? You don't have to just buy it for Valentine's Day. Wrap your lady's hair in that beautiful towel that gets it dry and makes everybody happy. I say everybody because your girlfriend's going to be happy. You're going to be happy all because of this towel. And you're going to thank us and you're going to save 15% by going to scottandbr.com. Thanks to all of our sponsors. For those of you that were with us during the Super Bowl, we interviewed a lot of interesting people. Mm-hmm. Some of the stuff we just didn't get to. We just never aired it.
Yeah.
So who are we going to take?
A lot of MMA content.
Yeah.
Because I find them to be the best interviews. I think you agree with me on Radio Row that they're probably the most interesting ones mm-hmm. we do, right? So first, we're going to play Chael Sonnen.
Chael Sonnen, I told him, and I'm sure you guys hear the name, I only knew him from the Jim Rome show. Like, I didn't even know him as a fighter.
Yeah.
Like, I knew him as a caller to Jim Rome.
No, he had championship fights against, like, Anderson Silva. He beat guys like Shogun Hua. If you're in the MMA world, you know exactly who Shogun is. But, yeah, Chael Sonnen is up until October, was still fighting,
yeah.
I think. So
yeah.
He talked about that, and he talked about the disrespect Jim Rome showed to him this year for the smack off, remember?
He also got uncomfortable, Chael, when I started asking him about when male fighters and female fighters train together, if they wind up sleeping together.
Oh, the sexual tension. He did not like that question. Yeah.
Nope.
And then later, another fighter stopped by. This one was like a really, really attractive, I think she's from Poland.
Yes.
Really super attractive Polish fighter girl who's all dressed up and looking money. And she's got like a modeling thing happening now. Mm-hmm. And so she was really sexy and cute.
Do you remember her name?
I don't.
Joanna?
Yeah, Joanna.
Give me that last name.
Joanna Gluzacek?
Jacek.
Gluzacek.
Jacek. She's fighting March 7th for the strawweight championship against Zhang Weili.
Yeah, she's tiny.
Is that Sui Lee from Race Burner?
No, but can I bring up a totally separate topic from Joanna? You watched Narcos Mexico, right?
Yeah.
Narcos Mexico 2 dropped on Thursday.
Uh-huh.
And I'm already 2 episodes in as of recording this. And Quavo from the Migos has a extended cameo in episode 2.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a new Narcos because I'm already into the new season of Homeland and I'm into the new season of Curb Your Enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. Although I don't know if you guys saw I think it was the 3rd episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm where they go down to Cabo San Lucas.
No.
And they go down there for a wedding and it's, I love Leon. I mean, Leon makes the show to me now. Leon's like my favorite character, you know?
Scene stealer.
You know? Yeah, I love Leon. But I don't know. Listen, I like Larry David. It's getting old. It's just, I'm surprised they brought it back and I'm surprised they keep on going with it.
It's getting old because honestly, like nobody in the world is that honest. And everybody in that show's world, in that universe, however you want to call it, everybody says what's on their mind.
Right.
And nobody does that in real life. Yeah. It's just kind of like, okay, 10 seasons, 9 seasons, 8 seasons is enough, dude.
Right. Like the comeback wasn't, I'm not sure. But I'm still watching.
What season is this?
10.
Yeah, I'm watching Curb Your Enthusiasm. I'm back to watching Homeland. I never got back to Ray Donovan.
So far, 2 episodes in on Narcos, download it for your flight.
Okay, I will.
It's very good.
Do I really want to watch
the recap?
Do I want to skip the recap?
No.
Do I want to watch Narcos Mexico as I'm going to Mexico?
Nope.
Yeah, because
I need to be prepared?
Well, dude.
Just in case.
Narcos Mexico season 2 it takes place in TJ.
Oh, really?
Like you're going away from the drugs, man. You're going to Cabo. There are a lot of white people there in San Diego.
It all flows south.
All right. Well, listen.
Don't be racist, man. Mexico's a beautiful place.
It is Friday afternoon. We appreciate all the great friends that hang with us. This is all brand new, fresh content that you've never seen. Hopefully you find this stuff super entertaining.
So
I know
it's
I
new
did.
To you.
Yeah. thanks to all of our great sponsors. And I want to just encourage everybody one more time, go to the GoFundMe.com page, GoFundMe.com. Click into Fat Tony, PH Fat Tony. And for my 50th birthday, I'm asking great friends to make a donation to Fat Tony's family. We're trying to raise $10,000. We're up over $6,000 already. So please go to the website, GoFundMe.com. Look in their search engine, Fat Tony with a PH, and please consider donating. I'm asking for my birthday to donate money to his family. So please think about that. Okay. All right. Let's do it. It's Friday afternoon. This is stuff that was on the editing floor from the Super Bowl. And we'll see everybody for the early next week. What's up, Chael Sonnen? How
What's
are
happening?
You? How's it going?
I'm doing good, man. It's fun. Fun to be out here. Beautiful weather. Prefer to be inside with you guys in the AC.
Yeah, well, it's hot outside already.
I try to beat the heat. I know suckers that like to go outside and sit in the heat. My wife right now is at the hotel sitting in the sun. I would never do such a thing like that.
Really?
I beat the heat.
First of all, I want you to put that mic close to your mouth because I want everybody to hear every word you're going to say.
Right. How am I doing? Am I there?
Yeah, you're great.
Check 1, 2. We good?
You're awesome. So we've never had you on before.
Yeah,
this is first
that's a
time.
Big miss by you guys.
Big time.
Tremendous mistake.
You know why?
I'll tell you guys worked that out, though.
But I'll tell you why, though. I want you to understand why. So I know more about your career, I believe, through Jim Rome.
Sure.
You know, our colleague, our friend for many years. We've filled in and done his show many times. I know more about your career through Jim than I do through watching MMA fighting.
Jim did such a great job, and he was one of the few guys and the early guys who got behind us. I mean, look, there's few people in radio. I hope this isn't an incident. That are bigger than Rome. I mean, come on. Rome's a big deal. He backed MMA very early on. We've always been grateful to him.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting because...
Yeah, I'm in a bit of a fight with him right now.
Uh-oh.
You are?
Yeah, a little bit.
Tell
Does
me more.
Know?
Yeah, he doesn't know yet. Let's fill him in on it. So he does a smack-off every year. Right. I'm a two-time smack-off champion, two-time runner-up, finished seventh 1 year when he slighted me. But I was preparing for the smack-off this year, never got the phone call, finally called a fellow smack-off participant and go, hey, Mike, when's the smack-off? He goes, Chael, it was 3 weeks ago.
No. Oh.
They didn't invite me. Oh. And I'm not crazy about that.
Oh.
I wonder if I did something to him.
Maybe.
Yeah, like I'm wondering if he's mad at me, but never took the time to say he's mad at me.
Maybe a Hollywood slight.
Now I'm mad at him because he might be mad at me.
Mm-hmm.
And no one knows who's really mad at who.
No one knows what happened other than I wasn't invited and my feelings got hurt.
Tell you how I feel about it. I'd be pissed at you if I were him.
That's right.
If I were him, I'd be pissed at you.
There's enough pissing off to go around here.
Let me tell you why.
Tell me.
So if I'm Jim.
Okay.
Okay. I think I'm a big star.
Sure.
Which he is.
True.
Been doing the smack off for 25 years. I mean, everybody kind of knows if you're a smack-off competitor, it's like, hey, what time is it? What month is it? It's kind of smack-off time.
That's kind of the other side of this coin, right? I also should have probably known the date. But I will only tell you how it has happened in years past. I got a text message. I didn't get the text this year. I was prepared to go on the smack-off. I had great smack. Turned out it was over.
I bet you did.
That smack.
I would have been the champion. Can you believe that? I would have won this year. Oh. I went back. I listened to who won it. Come on. These are jobbers. Jobber Central, Brad and Mike. I mean, come on. Where's Chael at? That's what they should be asking.
That is right. Let me ask you this.
All right.
How did you originally get into MMA fighting? Because at 42 years old, right?
42 years young, largely due to growth hormone and steroids.
Got it?
Yes.
Understood? I take a lot of tea myself, as a matter of fact. You
then
know?
You know.
I will run through a brick wall head first.
Sure.
Right. I mean, when I'm off of it for a couple of weeks, forget about it. I'm down. I'm depressed. I'm blue. I'm a different person.
Yep.
You know? One shot of tea. Forget it. Let's do it.
I agree.
So how did you originally get into fighting?
So I was a college athlete, wrestled at the University of Oregon, and I had Olympic dreams, tried out for the Olympic team, ended up as an alternate, and just had nowhere to go. I had a good skill set that I worked my whole life for, and now it was done. There was just nowhere to go with wrestling except mixed martial arts. I wanted to keep competing. My father was behind me. He wanted me to keep competing, so we went to MMA.
Okay. So when you go from wrestling, college wrestling, to like throwing punches and having people throwing punches at you, what's that like originally?
So for the most part, and I started back in the 90s when it was one discipline versus the next. You'd have a wrestler versus a judo guy or something along these lines, but you would never have a judo guy that also practiced wrestling. Like that was a foreign subject back then. I had a little bit. I was kind of one of these rare guys where I had a little bit of both skills. I considered trying out for the Olympic team in boxing, but I pursued wrestling instead. So I actually had a little bit of striking and a little bit of grappling, which put me a little bit ahead of the rest of the guys just by a little bit, but all of a sudden I had a meaningful place, and it wasn't much different for me. The setups are different. A guy's throwing a punch at you as opposed to, you know, trying to do what we call a collar tie where he's just putting his hand on you in wrestling. There's no striking in wrestling. But for the most part, the pushing and the pull and the grind and understanding how to get your hand raised with another combatant in front of people, it was the same.
When was the first time you legit got hit and you went, oh, shit?
Yeah, I will tell you. Yeah, I was hit a few times, but where it actually really affected me, I was fighting a guy named Damian Maya, and he hit me. We were in London when we fought. The next day, I flew home, which meant I had a layover in Atlanta before I went to Portland. When I got to Atlanta to get off the plane to reboard to Portland is when I finally had the feeling back, like in my legs and feet. He hit me so damn hard, and he hit me right where you don't want to be hit, right on the. I even remember the sound it made. I remember looking down at him. He was on bottom. He reached up and smacked me from the bottom. It hurt so bad. Ooh. It still hurts when I think about it. This was 2009. I can still remember it. Oh. Yeah.
That's amazing. So, okay, so you get punched in the face, and that hurt really bad. When was the first time you ever really connected with somebody with a punch?
Sure. Let's see. That probably would have been more in like a practice situation. And you try not to do that in practice, but you have good gear and big gloves and headgear, and you do your best to take care of your partners. But it probably would have been practice where I was really learning that range more than anything. The range was the hardest part for me. Some guys just are born with that. They know right where the guy is. They throw a punch and they can touch him. For me, that took a little bit of time. I threw a lot of air balls, before I finally could connect with the target. So that would have been in practice.
What's the best way to end a fight for you?
Okay, the best way to end a fight, in my opinion, would be like a ground and pound, where the referee steps in and says, we're all done here. And the only reason I say that is it's such a good feeling. You're working so hard. You're so tired. Even if you're dominating, you are exhausted. You're exhausted dominating. It's one of these sports where you cannot stall. There are no timeouts. He's trying to hurt you, and you're trying to do damage on him. It's just the rules are just very rough in that sport. So when the referee steps in and you realize, we're done. We go to the back. We get a Coca-Cola. We get a paycheck. We're done. More than it, we're done. This is over. It's a good feeling.
What about when you like choke out someone like Shogun Rua?
Yeah, that was very exciting,
that's
got to
feel really good, too.
And can I tell you why I never thought that would have happened? I never envisioned choking out Shogun. I was a purple belt in jiu-jitsu at the time. He was a high-level black belt. I don't think anybody had ever choked him out before. I don't know that I had ever choked anybody with that move. It was just a very unlikely thing to happen. And so when it did, again, it was a relief. More than anything, oh, my goodness, we're done. This is over. Yeah, it was
over.
Scheduled for 25 minutes. It ended up being about three. So when you get 22 minutes off, you feel like you did pretty good.
Yeah, I bet. I bet. So, okay, have you been married the entire time you're a pro?
No. I met my wife. I started as a pro in 1997. I met her in 2009.
Okay, so you had many years of being a pro and being touring and big fights and so on as a single guy.
Yep.
Okay? And there are all these MMA fighter women now. I feel like when guys and women are in sports together, they sleep together like as if it's exercise.
Particularly when they travel together, right?
All
of a sudden, it starts to be very incestuous where you're living on the road. You got to have a girlfriend that's on the road. Who else is going to be on the road? So then it ends up in those same spots. I mean, what you're saying is very true.
Right.
I never fell into that. I was never like a ladies' man or really had that kind of a phase of my life. But I can't deny what you're saying is true. I do observe it.
Yeah. I think that when you have when there's a male athlete and a female athlete and they're working out together a lot, they wind up sleeping together. And it's not even necessarily – this is only my own personal experience. It's not even necessarily like pure passion. It's more like working out.
Sure. Here we are. Here you are. You know, another one is the coach athlete. It's very rare, like, where you'll have this male coach and the female student, and there's not something weird going on behind the scenes. I mean, it is. It's a very rare thing. You see it a lot.
Oh, interesting. Hey, by the way, since you're here, you
know. Oh, thank goodness. Yeah. Are we done with that topic? I got to tell you, I mean, I was dancing on that one as
well.
Why? Like,
why?
I don't know.
Why?
Something about
why?
It. I didn't know if we were going to get into the names.
No,
I didn't know.
No, it's all good. You know,
and
the reason
I
bring it up, I only bring it up because we're having
the only guy that's going to ask you about having sex is this guy right here.
No, only because you know we're having a female fighter on tomorrow, and I've been around a lot of female athletes, and I've seen this happen, and I wonder about with fighting. Like one time I was around the sport. Like what's a sport called where they're all doing crazy pull-ups?
CrossFit,
and all the male and female CrossFit athletes were all sleeping together. You know, so I just wondered about the MMA fighters because there are so many girls now fighting.
Sure,
a lot of them are kind of hot.
Sure. No, you're. I would agree with you. There's some very beautiful athletes out there. Yes.
Anyway, Sheldon,
okay, you've been in the MMA, like I said, for a very long time. So you've seen it at its infant stage when people were afraid of it. People were afraid to do business with it. People were afraid to sponsor it. Now it's a global brand. It's globally sponsored. It's got Reebok. It's got some people have different sponsorships, but Reebok's been the one that's kind of come to the forefront from a sports apparel side of it. What's it been like for you to just kind of be a part of that rise and now at this point in your career trying to continue a way to be a part of that?
Surprising. In many ways, it was surprising. I get to participate now as an analyst, but I never dreamed of doing that. I never set a goal to do that. But the reason I never set a goal or a dream is that wasn't a thing. When I was growing up, we weren't even on TV. There was nothing to analyze. Right. There was no microphones. There was no cameras. If you had somebody that was doing this sport, they're down at the track or the dog park in front of, you know, their parents and a couple of neighbors that might have showed up and visited. This just wasn't a position we're in. Look, Dana White did a lot of things that he deserves a lot of credit for, but one of the big things that he did that I'm not sure he gets credit for, he didn't only change laws, he changed minds, he changed perceptions, he got people to understand this is a sport between athletes, this is a strategy, this is chess, this is protected, we have commissions. Yes, it is a contact sport, but it's a sport. He was right, but he's now convinced people he was right.
Yes. Great point.
Yeah, this is it is interesting because, you know, today there's this controversy, you know, and I was listening to it this morning that Joe Rogan was pissed off at Stephen A. Smith because Stephen A. Smith, an ESPN colleague of yours, former radio colleague of mine, Stephen A. said after the fight, this is the McGregor-Cowboy Cerrone fight, that he's disgusted. Man, I'm disgusted. 40 seconds, I expected more. Questioned Cerrone, he didn't show up. And people apparently, inside MMA, real insiders, Rogan being one of them, are like, who's this guy? Like, oh, the basketball loudmouth? Who ESPN pays $8 million to, they assign to a fight, and he doesn't like. And let me be clear, I wasn't happy. I love Stephen A. I think he's entertaining, so I don't mind. But apparently he pissed off a bunch of people inside MMA. What do you think?
I think that those people that listened to him. I was on the desk when Stephen A. made that statement. He said he was disgusted for Cowboy Cerrone, not he was disgusted with Cowboy Cerrone. That got misinterpreted. Stephen A. also disclosed, I am not an expert in MMA. I am here as a fan. I have been invited on. I accepted the invitation, and I'm going to say what I saw, and here is what I saw, and here is my interpretation of it. That is his job. That is why Stephen A. is where Stephen A. is, and other people want to be where Stephen A. is. Stephen A. has something known as courage. He had the right to his opinion. He disclosed it was nothing more than an opinion, and then he shared his opinion. People not only owe Stephen an apology, they owe him a thank you.
But what happens if Rogan and Stephen A. wind up getting together?
That's going to be fun. Whether they get together in the same room or we just do this verbally and there's some back and forth, and I don't think there will be. I think this whole thing's going to die down. But Stephen A. is not going anywhere. I can tell you that much, okay?
But
if Joe's looking
maybe
for a
fight, Joe Rogan's podcast.
He's picked the right person.
Yeah, Stephen ain't going anywhere. And the other thing, Joe Rogan is very, very intelligent. He's a very well-read man, and not to mention he's funny.
Yes.
Those are the last guys you want to get in an argument with. So if these two juggernauts want to go at it, I will enjoy.
What about a fight, though? Like a real fight? Rogan trains, right?
Yes.
And so, like, last night we saw Jay Glazer.
Yeah.
You know, and I know Jay Glazer for 20-plus years, and we used to work out together, you know, back in our New York days. And so when I look at him, these guys are like, dude, Jay Glazer is going to kick your ass. And I'm like,
easily do it.
I know, but it's only because he's an MMA-trained guy, right? So, like, it would take me forever to catch up.
Sure.
You know? But
it's true.
But Rogan trains, too.
Yeah.
Stephen A. just talks a lot. So now Rogan versus Stephen A. I know Stephen A. be like, man, I'm from the streets. I'm from New York. I'll kick your ass. Whereas Rogan's like, dude, I'm trained. I will cut you in half.
I think you make a good point. I believe Rogan's a black belt under Eddie Bravo. I remember when he was a brown, but I'm quite sure he's a black, and he does still go in there and roll and train and do all of these things. I don't know that either one of these guys are competitive fighters, so I think we're probably just splitting hairs here. But I will concede to your point that if one guy's trained and one guy isn't, the guy that trained has probably got an advantage.
Rogan versus Glazer.
Oh, Glazer. You know, don't forget, Glazer not only trained and trains other people, but Glazer's had two fights himself. A lot of people don't know that. Two different times he got in there. He has a competitive record.
And did he win?
He did win, yeah.
Both
Jay
fights?
Was a good fighter, yeah. Yeah, and he still gets in there and mixes it up with people.
You still think you could take Glazer?
No, I don't think I could take him.
Rogan could go with him. He could go with him. Uh-huh. But ultimately, Glazer would be a little too much.
It's just that last night he was standing on this riser, and he was standing like way over me, and it looked like he was 8 feet tall, and I felt like I should put him in a fireman's carry right there on the spot just for the hell of it, because we're boys, you know?
Yeah.
But then I was worried he would choke me.
Well, you'll find out if you're boys or not. I mean, right. You go to fireman's, and you'll find out just how close you guys really are.
What's next for you? Are you going to fight some more or what?
No, I'm all done.
You are done, done.
Never finished less than second.
No,
I mean,
really?
How many guys do you want to beat up, right? It's one of those things.
I mean, but it wasn't that long ago. You fought.
Never finished less than second. There's only two guys out there. Are you? Hello?
I got it. I made eye contact.
I did have a good career, though. I built some good memories, but I got enough of them.
All right. Well, TV's your deal then, huh?
Well, thank you. TV's my deal.
Yeah, you're great on it.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's nice
to
meet
you.
Thank you. Well, I'm all right. I'm okay.
It's good to be here.
Hey, it's very nice to meet you. Chael Sonnen.
What happens now? Awesome. I get up and walk away. Is that how this
yeah,
works?
Yeah, Danny takes you to your
well,
next
Well, I had
one.
It with
yeah.
you all. Goodbye. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you, Chael.
All right. This is the first time I'm having a chance to meet this young lady. I'm going to screw up her name, but I'm going to do my best.
She already hates your picture.
I will beat you up. No, I like the microphone, you know. I like the microphone.
Thank you. You're not going to beat me up, and you like the microphone.
Yes.
Okay. You see? That's me. That's
I
me.
I don't beat people for free, you know.
All right. This is, and I want to make sure I get it all right. I would read this and say,
"Try it."
I'd say, "Joanna." This is
how
I'd say.
Or I will do it for free for the first time in my life.
I would say, "Joanna, Janjacek." That's how I would say it. But now, is it Joanna?
Not bad.
Is it Joanna?
Joanna Janjacek.
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 Almost good. Okay. You good? You good?
Not bad.
I'm proud of you.
Not bad. Thank you. So you're from Poland, is that right?
Yes, I am. Born and raised in Poland. I moved to American Top Team down here in Coconut Creek in Florida 3.5 years ago. I always represent my country walking into the octagon, but I also represent American Top Team here in Florida.
So you live in Coconut Creek.
Yes.
Okay. Alex is our resident UFC mixed martial arts expert.
Big fan of yours.
Thank you so much.
Very
Appreciate
big fan
you.
Of yours.
Yeah.
Yes.
I grew up in a town next door to Coconut Creek.
Boca?
I live in San Diego now.
Oh,
Coral Springs.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, see.
So many athletes live there. Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Great athletes.
Of course.
As a matter of fact. World class, I'll have
you
know.
As
you can see. You can see, right?
He okay. did an Ironman.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Do you know what
so
that
much
is?
Respect. Of course I know.
Really?
Of course I know.
Okay.
I think like there is a Polish who did it like 2 times. One Ironman, I think.
Yes, I think you're right.
Yeah.
And I will come up with his name.
He's crazy.
Okay, so listen, let's talk about what's going on with you. You got a big fight coming up, is that right? It's hard
yes.
to believe. Like, when I look at you in the ring, I'll see a fighter.
Yeah.
When I look at you outside of the ring, I see a really good-looking girl.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
You know, I'm a professional athlete,
yes.
you know.
Yes,
but
yes.
I'm trying to enjoy my life as a human, as a woman, and then I like to do stuff outside the gym. You not always see me with the tied bunny hair,
yeah.
But you know, I love who I am as an athlete and as a woman. You know.
Yeah, you've done. But besides, as a fighter,
yep.
when you become a famous fighter, particularly back in your home country of Poland,
yep.
where you speak the language,
yep.
et cetera, and you're good looking. You get to do a lot of modeling, a lot of TV,
maybe not modeling. I just signed with a modeling agency from New York, Soul Artist Management. But I do lots of media, lots of TV programs, movies, and I love it. I love it. I love it. I love this part of me, and I love putting on work. I don't like to do nothing, you know. I like to do things.
Well, how old are you? Do you mind my
I'm
asking?
I'm 32.
32. And at what point did you say, not only do I want to be a pro fighter, but I actually want to be a pro fighter and get to do movies and commercials and all that other cool
you know,
stuff that comes with it?
It's all about discipline. And some of the athletes or some of the people on the internet are, oh, be focused on your training. Don't do these photo shoots. But, you know, I'm willing to put on work and I'm putting on actual work. You know, some people are all only willing to put on work, but they are not putting on work. And the thing is, it's all about managing your time. You know, if you want to, after the training, go and rest and do nothing. You know, I go home, I read books, I listen to podcasts, and I learning new things, or if I'm in off season, I travel around the globe and do things, doing photo shoots or some you know, sponsorship obligations, and this is what I love. You know, if you no wanna do this, don't do it, but then don't complain that you are not on the cover of a magazine. That's the thing. That's what's up.
I love this. So let me ask you this question: how did you become a fighter? Like, what was it in your youth that you were doing athletically,
yeah.
that turned you into a pro fighter?
I think that we all are fighters, because when you get out of the belly of your mom, you need to fight for the first breath, you say, yeah. And we all are fighters, and life is the biggest fight. But what got me into the martial arts, I don't know. I wanted to lose a few kilograms when I was 16, and I fell in love with this sport, and I didn't fall in love with ass kicking and beating people and punching people to the face, but I love it. You know, somehow you need to like it, you need to be that crazy to take the punch and pay back. But I fell in love.
Did you have brothers or sisters?
I have two sisters.
Did
I
you
fell
guys
in love
fight?
With this sport because I need to be disciplined, you know,
uh-huh.
and I need to face my fears. I always put myself into the edge, and and I always move forward, you know. I when I'm against the wall, I'm not backing up, you know, but I just want to do more. I want
to... So what was the martial art, though?
To something.
Right, you know? I don't understand. The beginning, though, you want to lose a little bit of weight.
Yes.
You go
but I fell in love with facing my fears and putting on hard work every day.
Wow, that's cool. That's really cool. Tell
I
me
have
this.
A twin sister. She's uh-huh. an accountant. She's very quiet and calm. And older sister. I have great family. That's why I'm focused on the Polish market. I want to do more. I do lots of media here in the States. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I invest my money in Poland. And I love Poland because I'm a very family person. Poland is a great country to visit. We have Baltic Sea and the north part. South part is all mountains. I live in the greenest part of Poland. Only in the area of my city, there is 16 lakes. Can you imagine? And I'm afraid of swimming. But I love Poland
that.
And love doing
it.
Yeah, doing
you've already
this.
Overcome everything else. Let me ask you this. So here you are, the star of MMA. You're a champion. You lose a couple of fights back to back. And what I read, which I thought was interesting, is you said that losing those fights was more about some personal problems that were going on in your life. And here you are today. You exude confidence.
Yeah.
You know, you...
I was always very confident, but...
what was going
I know
on?
What you're getting. What are you getting? Like, you know what? I'm a fighter, and I'm a real warrior. Maybe I look like a tough woman, but I'm very emotional, you know? And if I share my heart, my love with someone, I mean it, you know? And but the thing is, I was stepping into the octagon, preparing for the fight. I thought that I could handle that, you know, and there was nothing what was bothering my head, but there was, you know. And where your personal life isn't going well, you are not going to be successful in the sport or in different disciplines in your life. Doesn't matter what you're doing, you know, because if you want to be the best journalist or science or doctor, you need to put on work, you need to be disciplined, your head need to be clear, and your heart must be strong enough to handle that, you know. And I thought that I was strong, but I was not, and I realized that after 2 years later, you know. But now I feel totally different, and it's not like I lost the fire inside me to train and fight, but I feel like the flame is bigger, you know, and I feel so motivated, so disciplined. I'm training like a crazy. Last week I did 13 training sessions. We are 5 weeks, less than 5 weeks, to the UFC 248 in Vegas, March 7. But I'm super excited and cannot wait to step to the octagon and get what belongs to me, you know. I was holding this belt for 2 years, two years and 8 months. I lost the belt 2 years and 2 months ago. And I feel like having the third champion since I lost the belt, it's not fair, you know. I'm the strawweight queen, and I will prove that. I don't have to prove anything to anybody, you know, because my legacy is so big. But I feel like I was the champ for a reason, you know.
I want these guys to jump in here because I can tell this kid is dying to ask you something. Yeah. And this guy right here is an MMA fan, a huge fan of yours.
Like.
But I want to tell you something. I appreciate what you just said. I think it's very interesting to hear you share that.
Man, there's lots of so many things going on behind the scenes, you know. And people hearing that are saying excuses. But okay, you can say it's my excuse, but I know how I feel. I know who I am. There is only one Joanna. There is only one you. And we all are different stories, you know.
And when your heart is broken, it sounds like there was something that had gone wrong.
What's beautiful, Joker, movie Joker. Yeah. I used to like say to my girlfriends, like, "Why are you crying? He was someone, you know. He broke your heart. Why are you crying?" But now I'm like, if you want to cry, cry. If you want to laugh, laugh. You know, just be yourself and show it to people.
This
know?
Very nice young lady here is telling us we have 1 minute.
You know?
Go ahead, jump in here.
So,
go ahead.
1 minute.
Extra.
You've been fighting for a while. What's the hardest you've been hit that you can remember, like by an opponent?
Being not able to train, you know, and my biggest rival, you say, is the time, you know, because I wish there was more time to do more, you know, because I'm a hard worker. I always put on work. So being like knocked down by yourself, like when you tired, when you overtrain and you that tired that you can't do more, and your head wants to go but your body don't follow, but it means that you have to rest. But I'm always willing to put on work, and I'm putting on work, you know. But I like to get hit, man. But when I get a hard hit to my face, I'm like, you think you hit hard? Check this one.
Wow. Damn.
What's your question?
Yeah. I don't have a question.
She doesn't want to leave. This is the problem. This is what happens here because she likes podcasts. Yeah. You're going to have to start listening to our podcast.
Yes.
You're going to have to start listening to our podcast.
Put us in your queue.
Okay. We're going to do right now.
I will.
Hey, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, guys.
You're awesome. Can't wait to see you fight.
Watch my fight.
You're amazing.
UFC 248, guys. If you can't be there in Vegas, purchase the pay-per-view or ESPN Plus platform.
Nice.
Watch it.
You know, I might come. You say it's May 7th?
And listen to the podcast. Yeah, March 7th.
March 7th. All right, maybe I'll come. All right, thank you.
Bye.